Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our broadcast on Monday for our Holy Convocation Monday meeting. I just give God all the praise, all the glory on tonight. Magnify his holy name tonight. God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. I just wanted to, I'm going to just pray for a minute and then I'm going to wait for somebody else to come on the live, on the radio broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this holy convocation meeting, God. I thank you that you've given us what we need, God. I thank you how you're going to provide everything for this holy convocation, God. I thank you, God, that you're allowing us to come together collectively, God. I thank you in unity, God. I thank you for a successful meeting. I thank you, God, for how you getting things done in the mighty name of Jesus. Things are developing. God, I just give you praise on today. Father, I thank you for allowing us to have a best meeting, a successful meeting, and to get something done. Now, Father, we ask you now to touch everyone that's going to place an ad in the ad book and let them place the ad in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I give you glory. I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for the leadership here on today. I thank you for men and women, boys and girls that's helping us with this thing. I just thank you, God, for even donations. Open up the people's hearts, God, that they may give donations on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. I'm sorry, y'all. I was sitting up here looking out because wasn't nobody up here. I'm sorry. I've already prayed, and we're just gonna. First of all, we're gonna make sure everybody know what they're gonna wear. The civics thing. Let me see what they're saying about that. Can everybody hear me?
Can you all hear me?
I just want to make sure. Let me see. Did he send me what the civic attire was? I done forgot. Let's see. Well, you done forgot to send it to me, too. So, prophet is supposed to wear black suits with a black collar shirt. And I know he said their color was green, the prophet's colors, but he was saying on one of them days, the day we all supposed to be dressing like, I think it's the Saturday. That's the day that we do mostly everything. Black suits with the black clergy collar, right? Ooh. Can you remember what the civic attire was, Lala?
Yes, ma'am. It's on that Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when you all supposed to wear your black suits, because I think
ma'am.
When we have the procession. We have a processional that day. Okay, and then Maria walked in the parade today, and she done hurt herself calling Daddy died, Prophetess Brown, Daddy died. Prophetess Nelson walked in the parade and hurt herself. She even took some pain pills. Bishop said he'll be on here as soon as he gets through with that communion stuff. And who else? Somebody else. Anyway, Carlin said she going to try to be on. She got one more paper to find for the funeral home because her dad died today. She said she going to pop on here too. So it's just us. I was just on here by myself and was looking. Anyway, then about the ad books, everybody that's going to get an ad need to go ahead on and get them and turn them in. Everybody, I'm just going to, when I go on Wednesday morning, I'm just going to let everybody know before I start praying and everything. Because everybody won't be on there. But I'm going to let them know. I'm going to start texting people, because if we don't get them in at a certain time, we're not going to have them ready for everybody. And, you know, some people probably may not want an ad, or they might not, but they can donate something to the ministry of Sandra D. Riney. Okay. We was just saying, Prophetess Riney, that Saturday we're supposed to wear black suits, black skirt suits with the black clergy collar. So that's that day, the special day that we have to march in processional in. So we want everybody to do that. It's going to be in order. It's going to be the bishops, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, ministers, whoever else. I don't know. Yeah, like that. And and he want everybody in the right attire. Okay, is there any questions? Because I'm just going down the line. That's what to wear. And then I asked everybody this week about them ad books, because we got to soon get them in at the donations. If you have any money or any ads, give them to Prophetess Carlin Brown or Prophetess Sattler for the ad books. You can give them to them, or Cash App them, or Cash App, you know, however you do it. Then we have the teachers. Now, we got Prophetess Wilda Mae Jones, we got Prophetess Nelson, Prophetess Carlin, Jay Sanford, we got Bishop, and we got Prophetess Harris. Are you supposed to teach Prophetess Salah?
If I'm needed.
Okay. Anyway. Prophetess Jones say she'll teach on Saturday. And I forgot what Mari said. Do you have that down on your paper, what day she said she was going to teach?
I do not have that on that day.
Okay.
Yeah. But she said it didn't matter to her.
Yeah.
And,
right. Okay. Prophetess
Carlin. It's just on a signed day.
Prophetess Carlin, you said Friday, right?
Yes, I said Friday.
Jay told me, I asked him, he told me he'll let me know by the end of the week. And I don't know what day Bishop, he'll give it on here at the wall. And Lisa said she was going to teach on faith. And I think Maury said faith. No, somebody said. I don't even have the same paper anymore. But we got to get that together about the teachers. And then I asked Tyrone about the keyboard, and he told me the Yamaha MOX-F8 and $1,400. So I'm going to see about trying at least one if I can.
Is that for 3 days? For the whole 3 days?
Well, you know what? I haven't checked on it to lease. Let me see. 70 daily rate. The daily rate is 100. I see one said the daily rate is $140 for the first week. That's all we need. I don't know where this place is. They probably had to mail it or something. I don't know. I don't even know where this place is. I'm going to have to put in Detroit up here so they'll know where we are. Because to buy one is $1,200, $1,400, $1,000. From the Guitar Center, $1,000 used. But we don't want to buy now because we don't have no musician. So, to lease, we can lease one, and it just said $140. But I'm gonna put in Detroit rental. Let me see if I can put it right there. Okay. Anyway, I found a music place here where we can rent something. We can use it to rent. And if that's it, $140, that shouldn't be too much. So is any other questions? Because I mean, what do y'all think about me asking for donations?
No, not real. Donation from
a pledge, right?
A pledge is, yeah.
Okay.
And then how much, set that amount in.
I mean, everybody know how much they can pledge. I don't know what a good amount is. Do we have any suggestions? Because I don't want to overbear people. Y'all know I'm a giver. I'm not a receiver.
Okay, I missed a little bit. I had to answer the line. You said that you're asking for how much we can pledge for the Holy Convocation?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Do we have any suggestions? that we can work up to.
Okay, so this is different than our goal, right, for the book. This is different.
Yeah. Because the goal for the book, that's with all the place, all the ads, right?
Yeah, that's where it's many ads.
With the ads. Well, yeah, that's different. I mean, we can work toward that, and we can say people can pledge, and if they want to pledge, they can. We're not, you know, going to force them to pledge, but it don't, you know, we're trying to get the money for the ad books. I got to get on it tomorrow. I keep saying that every day. Got to get on it because I know some of my folks. I know I got about 5 people, and they said they probably just waiting on me. Mm-hmm. So we just got to do some things. That's all. Mm-hmm. So what do y'all think about pledging, or should we? Okay.
I've been, you know, in church a long time, you know, and I've never been to a holy convocation. But I know that, you know, being in church, you know, when there was something significant going on, you know, we would, you know, as members and leaders, we would always you know, pledge the apostle or the leader will always say, okay, this is what, you know, we are asking for everyone that's in a leadership role. This is what, you know, we asking for, you know, you to pledge.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. I do know that. You know, and I have a figure. I just want everybody, you know, to agree, you know, whether we should do this or not. I have a figure for the leader.
I mean, for me, I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, it'll be around tax time for me. And so I'll really be able to give. So, you know, so, and then, so for me, what do you think about, now, I said that me and my husband was going to give something else, but for, you know, what do you think about
250? 250, it's fine, that's a pledge. I was going to say 200, but 250, fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I have a question regarding the attire.
Okay.
Is there a website to order the civic attire and some black suits or something?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to run over there to Mercy's place here. And I'm going to see, but I've been looking all day, and I found some beautiful clergy women's suits with the shirt to it. They are beautiful. I just don't know if they're going to be pencil skirts. You know I like. Anyway, but they look nice on the women, and the shirt is right there up under. It looks so nice. Let me see if I can pull it up and send it to y'all. They look so, so nice. I said, Lord. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's that expensive. They are really
so,
nice.
So
I got
can you pick up locally?
I don't know about that. No, they're not at that Mercy store. But let me see. These are very nice. I mean, this one is not a jacket right here, but I've seen some jackets. Wait a minute. They still have a clergy collar right up under them. Mm-hmm. Come on, lady, where you go? That's nice, too. But let me see. I'm going to have to find it.
So Saturday would be the only day that y'all require to be dressed the same? Or?
I think it is. I want Bishop to get on here because I don't know all these answers.
Hello?
Okay. Okay, so she was asking, was Saturday the only day that we are supposed to dress alike?
Can anybody hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
We can.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just getting on. Y'all bear with me. Grace and peace of God, our Father, Jesus the Christ. Saturday and Sunday, Saturday and Friday, we'll be dressing. We'll be dressing in civic attire. Civic attire Saturday. Okay? That's what we'll be unison on Saturday, on Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me explain it to you this way. The reason why we are dressing in the civic is because whenever in covenant, we're all in covenant. So even though apostle is your apostle, what it is that when her headship, which is the presiding prelate, even though she's a presiding prelate as well, is dressing something. It's more of a forum out of respect and leadership to dress in civic while we're in our, because what I'm going to be doing is also addressing you all, as it's going to be more like the first time of addressing, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense? All right, so when we're doing this, and Apostle knows I like to do things in decency and in order, so when I'm addressing you, I want to also address you into who you are in the body of Christ. So this is kind of like a for introduction, and also for the Holy Convocation for Apostle as well. So we're doing the addressment. So Sunday is the only day we're going to be in regular church clothes. So that's why we're doing the civic attire for the addressing. And then we're doing the official day. We're going to all be in our official choir dress robe like that, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did that answer anybody's question?
Yeah, because we really needed to know this. Well, I'm going to send it to you, too.
Okay.
Who else need this? Lisa. And just let me know how you like them. I don't know. It's the black suit. It has the clergy collar already on it. Oh, the green. Come on, man.
You can dial 2X the number 9.
Hello? No, we're still on. Did you call 516-387-1346? Yeah. No, we on the radio broadcast. All right, honey. Bye-bye. Okay. Did you see him? Did you get it?
Yes, ma'am. I received it.
Prophet Brown, Prophet Salmon.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes, ma'am. It got a mouth. We can't even talk. We're looking.
I just want you all, because I've been looking at it all day. The only thing I don't like about it is the skirt part for me. But, yeah. I mean, it's good. But we're going to need more than one suit. Because these days we have the processional bishop.
Yeah, both of those days there will be a processional. Are we all familiar on how the processional will be actually governed?
Of course not.
Okay. So, processional, it's just like a funeral, okay? But there ain't nobody dying. Processional, what we do is do we have any deacons? First of all, let me just make that clear. Do we have the fivefold ministry?
I don't have no deacons, though.
No deacons.
I mean,
okay.
John came at last year, John came as the deacon. He was taking the money up and stuff. And if a prophet Salah come, he'll do it this time. But he a prophet.
Who?
Prophet Salah, my husband.
Okay. Bless you. You're doing well. You're feeling better.
Yes, sir. I'm feeling better. Yes, sir. It's gone. It's trying to be there, but it's gone. I'm healed. Yes, sir.
Amen. Such an awesome thing to hear. Yeah. That's wonderful. We definitely been praying. Wonderful. So,
I can tell.
Amen. To address that, that's fine. We'll in the meanwhile, in between time, we can definitely use who we have for that. And just everybody has a dress code, but right now we're not even going to worry about that. If we can just get them in a certain attire, fine. We'll deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
As time progress, okay? So we're not going to have to worry about no roles and stuff like that. We'll just make sure that they are rooted and grounded, and the things that we just need to get done, we'll put people in place. It don't matter if they're prophets, preachers. At this point, what we want to make sure is that nothing is lacking, if that makes sense. There's mm-hmm. no such thing in the workforce or even in the kingdom, oh, that's not my job. That doesn't exist. We shouldn't mm-hmm. have that as a mentality. Oh, that's not my
Absolutely.
Job. I don't do that. Wherever that we fit in, that's what we're going to get in. So,
mm-hmm.
So when it comes out of those things, I think that's well. So if we have him, if we can get someone else to assist him, then we're going to have a dress rehearsal so that everybody's going to know. And this was, you know, possibly we talked about this. Those that can, if we can get there a day ahead for everybody that's coming later, if we can get there a day ahead, then we can go ahead and do a practice run. How to walk, if that's
and
okay.
And I'll just let you know, Prophet Salah, because she just starting a new job. I don't know if she'll be able to do that, but, you know.
Okay.
I'll just let her see it and whatever.
If we need to, we can create a Facebook page just for the group, just for everybody in our group. We'll create a page mm-hmm. for it, okay? So that those mm-hmm. that need to see it, we can show them.
Okay.
We just need the main players. Prophet Saddle is definitely a major player in this. So we want to make sure that, you know, we we just walk everybody gracefully through this. It's not going to be a rush thing. Mm-hmm. That's why we start so early, so that we'll know what to do. And this is going to be very repetitive. We're going to be talking about the same thing. It may get aggravating, but I promise you, when we walk up and we're going and we're doing this before the Lord, we're going to do it with grace and style and professionalism and powerful impact. It'll be a beautiful thing. Amen.
So, amen. We making pledges. We asking people to pledge $250. The leader.
Okay.
I have a question. I have two questions. One regarding the pledge. My intention was to pledge one day of payment for the room. So is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, and my next question was regarding the suits that you just sent us. An alternative, could it be just to wear the shirt with the, let's say it wrong, the tippy?
I don't know what the tippy is.
The little white
tippet.
I'm sorry, the tippet. Is that an alternative? Not just the skirt, but I'm saying like a jacket and a skirt with the shirt and the tippet.
But isn't that what that is?
I thought it looked like a whole piece. I thought you said that was a whole piece because I know me, I get very hot. So I would like to have an alternative where at least I could take my jacket off and still have the ministry shirt.
Absolutely. Well, just let me look some more, and I'll send you all. I mean, I've been looking all day because I'm trying to find soul, and not just for the convocation. So when I go out, I have me something. But I could send you something. It's a skirt and jacket. I know JCPenney's got one for $150, the suit, and it's a skirt and a jacket. It's real nice. Really nice. But you have to buy your shirt on your own. You have to buy a shirt. They don't sell them. So I'm going to that Merritt Road tomorrow, and I'm just going to take a look at what they have. If they have what we need, then I'll talk to the man and see how many, we could get and stuff like that because we really need it. And our prophetess Maria hurt herself walking today in the parade. So she just took some pain pills, and she just wanted to be excused. And then Tyrone, Minister Nelson, he got on and he said to get him the Yamaha MOXF8 keyboard, Yamaha. So I thought he wanted the Roland, but he said the Yamaha. So I looked up some of them used from the Guitar Center. They're $1,000, but we can rent them. I've seen one place in there for $140 a day. You hear me, Bishop?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay.
That's I understand.
And I just want to ask you what day you teach and what day.
Well, I can teach on the official day.
Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
So you and Prophet Jones will be teaching on that day. You and Prophet Jones.
Okay.
Will be teaching. Mm-hmm. And Jay told me he'll get back with me a little while ago. He said he'll get back with me by the end of the week.
Okay.
For the day. And I really think, do we have anything else, Prophetess Brown? I don't want to put too much on you. I can't remember anything else. I caught myself making an agenda, but we've hit everything I was talking about, except for, a more deeper in depth about the ad book, getting people doing that.
Yeah, I thought we were just trying to go through and try to see where everybody was at, and to see if anybody had anything to turn in, and just to kind of, by word, each one know where they're at or whatever this week.
Prophetess Ronnie, do you need me to send you some suits?
Yes,
or do you
I'm
have?
Sure.
Or, okay, I'll send it to you.
Okay. And I'm okay with the pledge. I haven't gotten any donations for the ad book.
Okay.
What's
no, I haven't.
Will the pledge go to Professor Brown also?
Yeah, you can give them to Professor Brown.
Okay.
And but I'll get you some. I'll get some because I, like I said, I know J.C. Penney has real nice black suit. But I'm just gonna look and investigate. Cause yeah. So I don't know. Is there any thing else from anybody? I really don't know about Prophetess Harris because she hasn't been to the meetings. Son hasn't come. I guess he must have forgot. And that's, is there any more that we can add to this?
Apostle, I just wanted to know what is cut out date for the donation? Well, what is the cut out date for the $250? To get that.
I guess the second week in February.
Okay.
That's the cutoff date. It's the second week of February. Because, we want to use the pledge to do something, Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, because, you can, yeah. Mm-hmm. I better leave it like it is. I know some people not going to pledge until March, but and pledge as soon as you can the $250. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anybody.
We're not going to pledge until March, so can you pledge like part of it, half in February and half in the beginning?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You can. Mm-hmm. You have to just send it to a Prophetess Brown or Prophetess Sally, the one. Mm-hmm. Get the ball rolling because I'm going to do my part. Everything. So yeah. Anything else? Anybody have anything?
Being handled through Cash App or what?
I mean, the church has Cash App to that, or you can call them the Prophetess Brown if you like, or you can send it to the church, but you will have to let somebody know when you're doing it so we know, we'll know.
Yeah. Okay, so send it to In Now Ministry.
Is that what it says?
So send it to In Now Ministry.
No, it's capital N, I mean dollar sign, capital E-N-D-W-O-W.
I mean, wow. Okay, I'm sorry. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. N-Wow. Yeah. Or you can contact her and she'll walk you through it or however she wants to do it or Prophet Sally as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Because I'm going to get mine out the way real soon myself. Mm-hmm. So, anything else? Anything anybody think we, now me and the prophetess will get together. We're going to feed on Saturday. We're going to feed Saturday after service. We're going to feed, have dinner at her house. So we're just going to let people come and just eat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then Sunday, and then on Saturday we'll have a foot washing. We will have communion. Then that's when we're going to pray and affirm and consecrate, ordain, because Prophet Salvin, they need to get ordained. And we're going to just lay hands and pray, I guess. I don't know, right, Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, if there's nothing else, I'm not trying to rush. I'm just trying to make sure we get everything. I mean, we've gotten everything that I had written down. If you, and I think we need to get some flowers, boutonnieres and stuff like that for the guests. Speakers and like that, Bishop and I, we're going to start working on that.
Yeah.
That program whenever he get time. And that's, and then between Prophetess Brown and Prophetess Chandler, we're going to need a flyer. I don't know. What it even should look like. I'll probably think of it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, if that's it.
Apostle?
That's it. Uh-huh.
Apostle, anything, Apostle? I was thinking for your flyers. When you do the flyers, I don't know what the community is like there or where the event is going to be. I don't know if we will have any time the mornings before the service, maybe Saturday morning, Friday morning, Sunday morning, we can, you know, go out and pass out some flyers and interact a little.
Absolutely.
Is it possible there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we can. Just in certain streets. Yes, ma'am, we can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, Prophetess Brown?
Yes, I think that's very right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need your Facebook information on it too. You know that you have prayer service, Facebook, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll just introduce the ministry, and you know.
Yeah, that's right. It's the same thing we're gonna do when we come there to Florida. We're gonna get some neighborhoods, and we're gonna go to them, and that's how we're gonna build the church up in Florida, in Tampa.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I have a question. Did we mention where? Yeah. I think Bishop had already said something about where to send the document for the ad.
Okay, I'm going to send you that. I keep forgetting it. Let me see if Bishop really sent it to me. I'm going to have to go back and look at his messages. I thought he did. It's just been a while. He sent it to me when he first told us that.
It's been a while, but I can resend it. I'll have to go find it, but I can resend it. That's not a problem.
Okay.
You're talking about the email, right, Prophetess Brown?
Yes, the email where when we get the final document or whatever it is that the Patreons are trying to put in the ad book. Because I think I mentioned to you earlier about I have like a business card, but it needs to be expanded for a full page.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. Well, I think you said that they can do that. Like if you send them something like that, that they can expand
it
to.
Uh-huh. They definitely can.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. They can make sure that we get that straight.
And what is our deadline again for the ad submission?
For the ad?
Yes.
It should be the second week in February for those ads, but I mean, we're so close to that. I just don't know. Because if we go too much further than that, they're not going to have really time to do them. So whatever we do this week and next week, we need to work hard on it.
We still got about 4 weeks, it seems like. About 4 weeks. You said second week, end of the
yeah.
week in February. So that's about 14 days here, about at least 14 days here. So we still have about a month.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Okay, I'm going to send you this thing. Copy. Okay. Because I found it. Paste. Okay. I'm going to send it to you too, Prophetess Chatler.
Okay, I got it. Order it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to send it to you, too. Let me go back to Bishop Page.
Give me 1 second.
I'm going to go back all the way back up. I don't know why I didn't do both of y'all at the same time. And I think, we need to order some boutonnieres. We need to get something to make the place look better, some kind of plants or something like that. I'm gonna stop by them one day. Just to make sure that we can kind of decorate, or they may have something to spruce it up. Okay, now what the hell did happen? Okay, I'll copy this then. And then who's that breathing this hard on this thing? Who is breathing that hard on this thing? Okay. Stop breathing hard. You got it. Did you receive it properly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay, so when that money starts coming, well, it's for when you send your ads in. That's what that's for. And Yeah. So do we have any more questions or suggestions or comments or however? Okay. Well, I guess that's it. I'm going to be on here just about an hour almost. Mm-hmm. And we every week we come on this Monday, every Monday. So, cause we want to make sure we all in order and the right thing, and wearing the right colors. And like I said, Bishop said the prophets wore green too. So, but he was saying just for this time we can wear the black shirts with the white around the collar or the white little thing that you stick in there. In their shirt, the ticket. So, if we just want everybody in order, we don't want you coming with the white socks on. We want some black stockings, or whatever. However, you're gonna wear a long skirt. You can wear some knee highs if you want. Gonna wear a shorter skirt. You can wear your pantyhose or wear some thigh highs, or like I like. And you however you want to do it, but make sure they black, you know. Or you can wear brown, but, you know, black is good. We just want to be all uniform, that's all. Black shoes. So we can be in uniform. Mm-hmm. And that's their leadership. All leadership people got to be in the black suits. Even the musician need to have his black suit on. I let him know that. And the praise team need to have black ones for those 2 days. So if there is nothing else, if there is any no more questions or comments, we can get ready to get off of here. Okay. Well, we just, Father, we just thank you now for a successful meeting. We thank you for just us coming together with understanding, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you for how you're going to perfect things, how we're going to be doing things in the spirit of excellency. Lord, we just give you the praise. We know it's going to be just like you would have it to be, Father. And, Lord, I just ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus and their families. Lord, bless them now, their home and vehicle, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. So you all have a blessed and wonderful day. If you have any questions, feel free to call me. Feel free to call me. You know, or Bishop, either one, you can call us. Mm-hmm. So, if you have any questions, just call.
Before you all disperse, I just want to.
Oh, I forgot.
I just want to say to you. No. No, I wasn't going to say anything. This just laid on my heart. Keep yourself in a fasting perspective. Okay. I'm not saying that you're on a fast, but I'm saying cover yourself. Watch what you're doing. Watch what you eat. Watch what you listen to. There's a study that says that there's a part of your brain that does not go to sleep at night.
Mm.
If you don't close certain things off. So guess what? There's the majority of your brain is asleep, but you're still awake. Now, let me tell you how that works, and I'm going to shut up. Most of the time, the Bible said that when he put Adam in a deep sleep, the word deep in Hebrew in that sentence, in that phrase, means death. In other words, Adam died. God put him in a deep sleep. And then he took from him the rib of Eve and made Eve. I just want to point that out. The reason being is because there's a part of you that's not supposed to go to sleep. You're supposed to open that so that God can speak to you in your spirit. He can take out of you and he can add into you or add back to you. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're so carnal, we won't be careful, and we allow all type of things to get into our vertebrae, our mind, our spiritual mind. And then we'll wake up bitter, angry, upset, don't want to be up, all type of things. Wake up with attitude, wake up groggy is what they like to call it. Well, I'm not a morning person. It's not the fact you're not a morning person. It's the fact that you didn't have God on your mind when you went to sleep.
All right, now.
And now because you don't have God on your mind, when you went to sleep, you don't even have God. You don't even remember what you dreamed. Bible said we're dreamers, we're thinkers. Our dreams are supposed to be pure. So just be sensitive, be careful. Hallelujah. I just want to tell y'all, I'm on a fast right now, and I'm telling you, God is doing something. I'm going to get off this phone, but I just want, because I knew it was going to start me. But I'm going to let it go. I just want you to be careful and be mindful of what you do. Amen?
Amen.
Love you all. Bishop
has, I love you too. Bishop have, he's on a fast, and he's having prayer at 4:30 Central Time, 5:30 Eastern Time, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For 3 weeks, the same way, and then we have noonday prayer, and then we have communion at 8 p.m. at night. And this is just for 3 weeks, just 3 days a week that you give up something. And we meet up on the conference line that he has. And then
the conference as well.
And on Facebook as well. And then, and I don't know how you did it tonight, maybe the conference line at 8 o'clock for the communion. He's taking it all 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, every week for 3 weeks. So if you're interested, and if you miss one part of it, you can still catch another part of it. If you miss the 4:30 thing, that's go on at 12 noon. He have prayer at 12 noon. And then in the evening, we have communion. And we're just trying to stay before the Lord. It's a fast, but we need to be staying before God anyway. This is a new year. And if we just don't change, see, it's a bad wind that don't ever change. It's a bad thing that we can't put our minds together and come collectively before the Lord and do something in unity. We need to do this. And if we can, I'm not saying we have to, but I want to. I want to be more before the Lord. I want to be more in his presence, because I'm telling you, he's coming back. Think he not. He right here. I'm telling you, he right here. So it's time for us to do different stuff. It's, you know, we need to, if it didn't work last year, we need to try something different. We need to add on what we're doing. And so if you can, it's 4:30 in the morning for Central Time, 5:30 Eastern Time. Now, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it just kind of bothers my stuff, but I still got on there today, and I got off right in enough time to get on my live. But then if you can't make it to that, go right on to noontime prayer. It's 12 o'clock Eastern Time, but it's 11 o'clock Central Time. Everybody got to be up at that time, I'm sure, at work doing something. And then if you miss that one, you have communion at 8 p.m. We need to start supporting each other so we can have support when it's time. He always on something out of ours. He's always helping us, even though he's a bishop of this ministry. He's always still there when sometimes he don't need have to be. But he's always right there. So we need to support him sometimes. Amen.
Amen. So I
I'm sorry. I apologize. I was up for prayer. I just didn't know where to find it this morning.
Yes, she was. Yeah, she was up. Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, you have it like written up in a text message, because that's a lot of different times. I didn't know about the 12 o'clock prayer or whatever you were saying. If you have it something written down, it's a lot easier for me.
I'm gonna give it to you. I just seen it.
So
on
we can
page.
Put it like in our group text, and at least that we will have it.
Yeah,
I've sent it all to Apostle, so she has it. Matter of fact, I even sent it to the rest of our leaders, our bishops. My thing is this, one thing about me, I'm not forcing anybody to do anything they don't want to do. That's not what this is. This is a totally different type of task. I'm not telling you, we're going to take away everything. No, because the reason why we're not doing it that way is because, first of all, TV may not be your problem. That may be something you can get up easy. And that's what's wrong with the world. We're so conditioned. It's easy to give a TV. I don't watch it no how. Guess what? Then that's not
right.
A sacrifice. You got to give up something that hurts you.
Yeah.
I can't live without this. And guess what? And they don't know, next week we're giving up our cellular phone for a while. We're going to give up talking on the phone for a while. We're going to give up something.
How can
you
do
that? Because we got to get God's attention.
Yeah, TV is my thing. That's what I need to do.
How can you give up that cell phone, Bishop?
You can.
Easy. You know why?
Yep.
You know how it
you
is? You give it up in time. Increment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, here it is. The Bible says, and this, I'm going to teach on this, so you're going to hear it again whenever y'all do get a chance to get on. All right. Do you know what 10% is of a day? You know what 10% is of one day?
2 hours, 40 minutes. No,
say
1 hour and 40.
No, say it again. Two hours
and
40 minutes
40
in a day. 2 hours is your 10%. That is your reasonable service unto God. A day. So you telling me out of 24 hours, you can't give God 2 hours and 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
you
can do that, but
there's ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it in 30-minute increments. But here it is. Here's the kicker, and here's the catch. When you give something away, you also have to give God that time you just gave away. You just can't sit and don't do nothing.
Right.
It's called give and take.
Amen. I just don't ever cut my phone off. I mean, my phone hasn't been off in 10 years.
I know, trust me, people call me all the time. But guess what? I'm a sacrifice. I'm going to sacrifice because I love God too much. I'm willing to give him everything I got. I just told myself, I said, Lord, I love everything. I love
me
to
too.
Eat. I love to sleep. I like to watch TV. I like it all. I said, Lord, I like to be on my phone. I like social media. I like to laugh. I said, Lord, what else? What do I got to get up first? You know what I gave up first? Listen, you got to learn how to do baby steps, because this is how you're going to do it for real. I gave
you better
drink. I don't drink. I love soda. True deliverance takes time. I understand what you heard. The Bible says, Jesus said, go and sin no more. Why would he tell you to go sin no more if that sin can't come back, if that disease can't come back, if that sickness can't come back?
Right.
It means practice salvation, practice being healed. Even though the sickness is away, but it's going to take your faith to keep it away.
Right.
Get on when you can. That's all I'm saying. And I understand. Now, by all means, this is me right here. Y'all can start off with me. That's fine. But make sure you go back on the Apostles page and you push that page. I'm for real. We need to get more shares out there. We need to be sharing the word. Not just getting on and getting the word for ourselves. I'm talking about sharing it. It should be on all of our pages. That's how we support. We support your local businesses. Some of you that have businesses, we need to start pushing your business, pushing what you do, instead of pushing, excuse my French, but pushing what the white man, the European, or the Chinese people, what they're doing and what they're bringing in. But nobody, we're not supporting our own businesses. That's what's wrong with us as black people.
We don't support each other.
No, we don't. We don't support each other. We can go into a dirty Chinese restaurant, stand there, stand around. No one won't sit down. But let a black person do something, and it's half done. But the food good. You won't even go there. Why? Oh, it's too nasty for me. Chinese don't even clean up.
Stop. Oh, my God. We all love Chinese food, man.
I know it. I like it sometimes. But all I'm saying is we got to be willing just to give up something.
Yeah.
That's all. Hey, listen, this is a buster right here. Some of y'all, you need to fast from going on Amazon and shopping.
Oh, boy, you got me right there.
Oh, Bishop.
I still love you.
Now, see, you coming down my lane. Now, look, I've been fasting from social media. Now you coming down my lane.
So y'all rather give up your phones than to give up shopping. For the next 3 weeks, getting your nails done, getting your hair done. Come on. Oh, my God.
The
bonnets will
No. That's not what God was talking about anyway. He wasn't talking about stuff like this.
The Bible says this. Seriously, the Bible says that the men will shave their heads off, and they will put on this thing called sackcloth. It's uncomfortable. You cannot go through a fast being comfortable. That's not a fast.
Right. That's
a retreat.
That's right.
I would rather just give the food up.
Look at her. I love food. It's hard. I ain't lying. I love food. I try my best not to eat meat today. It was so hard. I'm a connoisseur. I love my steaks. I love my hamburger. Right now, I'll go for a dirty dog right now. I'll go for a dirty hot dog.
Dirty.
I'm that thing sitting in the water all day. I'm so hungry. Christ.
You better stop talking.
I'm over here. Hey, Apostle, I'm going to say it while we all on the phone. I love laughter. Laughter is good for the soul. Apostle was talking about people. Y'all, I know y'all heard me crunching over there. I was so hungry. I was so distorted. I didn't know what was going on. I was breathing in the phone so hard. Apostle said, stop that breathing in the phone.
I
was about to die.
I knew it was him.
And then on top of that, I couldn't find no clean fork, so I'm going to eat it with a spoon. So it's just terrible.
I knew it was him.
Like, Jesus help me. He's going to yell in the phone.
Stop
that breathing hard. I was like, Lord, I was.
I got you. I knew it was him because he always snacking. Always.
She tried to tell on me herself. I'm like, don't worry, I'm gonna get home when I get off that phone.
That was stop that breathing hard.
I'm over here breathing hard, eating a healthy snack. You know that's terrible.
We were hungry.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know what everybody is giving up. That was good. That made me feel better too. Because God has got me so where whatever He tell me to give up, I mean, I'm still fasting from meat since almost 6 months.
That's
you know, and I'm ready for some fish. I'm really ready for some fish, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait
Wait till March.
Mm-hmm.
I just got 3 weeks. That's it.
Right. But even the television, I don't watch none but the Weather Channel, and I don't have it turned up half of the time. I just look at the picture. But when you talking about can't answer the phone and somebody calling me and for emergency or for that, now the only way I can get a phone up is if it's 4 o'clock this morning. So I don't know what time to get the phone up. My phone haven't been off. I just don't know how I could do that because anything could happen, even in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like a hard thing with it.
I was just, you know, the phone thing, you know, like what Apostle was saying, emergencies and stuff. And then you could still give up your phone, and when you mean giving up your phone, it's just casually talking to people on a regular basis, just casually talking.
There you go.
He's talking about
emergency. You can still text.
Right.
Listen, here it is. It's hard to do a fast when you're at work. Let's be honest. Fast is really supposed to be a time when you're not doing anything. It's just you and God. It's hard to be in our society, in today's society, to really fast because life is happening while you're fasting. Now, let me tell you what it does. All right? Like I said, now, if you give it up, casual talking. I'm not talking about emergencies. If you have to handle the business, handle the business. But don't just be all willy-nilly just laughing and gossiping and allowing people to just put things in your ears.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah. Right? They'll call me.
Because let me tell you something about people. People will waste your time. And then when they got something to do, oh, I got to go now. Got to go. Don't allow people to come.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow them to do that. When you're in the midst of this fast, don't do that to yourself. And I'm not going to tell you this week what to give God. That's not what the Lord told me. He didn't tell me to tell you what to give up because that may not be your problem. Some of us need to just give up lying, just completely, just give it up, give up lying. But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to stop lying when you've been doing anything you do consecutively over 30 days become a regimen, a part of your life.
Well,
some of us secretly smoke cigarettes. Some of us do other things. I'm serious. We all have some type of addiction, and we're trying to break them, but we're trying to break them manually by ourselves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the problem. We're trying to break them. No, we need power to break them.
Come on.
That's what these fasts are for. And this ain't about you coming on a Honda. This ain't about you speaking in tongues. This fast ain't got nothing to do with you getting healed. Yeah, I said it. It's not about a healing. This is not about you getting a new car, a new house, or God saving your children. This is about you when you in sackcloth, when you're in a place of uncomfortable, and you're saying, God, I still yield. I still yield when everything hurts and it's broken. My house is broken. My life is a wreck. I'm still going to give you glory. I'm still going to say something, and I can only speak from experience. When my mama died, my first word, matter of fact, Apostle was one of the first people that I called when my mother passed away. And the only thing that I can do is lift my hands and begin to worship. I worship until I couldn't worship anymore. I praise God until I could not praise him anymore. In other words, it was so much of a hurt. And now guess what? I can go through a morning and still don't cry and still haven't cried. I have not shed that one tear. I should have been bawling. Somebody say, my life is over. No, my life just began. I've been celebrating. I've been excited about life. I can't listen. When my mama died, I was on my way to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make not one excuse.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about. I'm a living witness. I can talk about something I know. So if I know that mm-hmm. the power of the unction of Jesus can keep you when you should be a wreck,
amen.
You should be able to go through and not feel a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Because we weren't supposed to go that far, but maybe we needed to in the spirit. Maybe God wanted to stir up the gift. But if y'all can, meet us there 5:30, 4:30 in the morning. But make sure, amen, you are on with your apostle. Amen. Rooting her on, encouraging her, praying for her. There's demons out there. Pray. Keep praying for y'all constantly, daily. Me and her, we get on here. We put in my day, shut up.
Yeah.
Lord
God.
Yes, God.
Day in and day Monday Shekabah. Day in and day out. Hallelujah. Just not long ago. Hallelujah. And I commend her for this. I commend a lot of y'all. Amen. Prophet Sadler, I commend you coming on the line tonight. I commend a lot of you that are going through hell in your life. I'm talking about your personal affairs of life. You're going through some. I commend Prophetess Carla coming on here tonight. Amen. Even in the midst of death, you still speak life. Because man, it's funny, because I spoke a word over her life, and immediately, not long after, I got a text saying that her father just passed away. Because the thing is that God is shifting. The guard, the changing of the guard is still
in. Come on now. You caught up, I see. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
Yeah.
Some people don't even Some people don't know what Elder Sadler going through in her home. Don't know what she's going through in her mind. Don't know what she's going through in her finances or even in her personal affairs of life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But guess what? God. All you can see is the glory. Mm.
Hallelujah.
That's all you can see on her life. Is that there's a power. There's a glory that's on her life. Somebody can see you. They don't know what you're going through, but they need something out of you. And I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. You are somebody's Moses. Somebody's got to hear something out of your lips. They need to hear the word of the gospel, of the living word. And if you don't have power, you can't help them.
Yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I pray every night. I don't cry myself to sleep. I pray myself to sleep. When I feel like I'm about to break down and lose control, I just begin to lift my hands and say, Lord, I still thank you.
Yes.
I still yield to you. I still worship you. Even when I begin to think of my mother and the breath begin to leave my body, I still begin to give him praise.
Oh, give him glory.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the God I serve.
Yes.
I serve him when I don't have power. That's when he says, I'll step in. Mm-hmm. In other words, you got to get to a place where your body weak. Ooh, God, and you have no strength to go. Oh, some of y'all like that right now. You don't even want to get up in the morning. You don't even want to. You don't want to go in and get in, take a shower in the morning because you don't have no strength. But God said, "The strength of the Lord." Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I draw near unto God. Hallelujah. Because in reality, I don't know how I'm making it, how I'm getting out of this bed, how I'm paying bills, and I don't even have enough money to do it. But God, you're still providing a way for me.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know how I'm making it. I don't know how you're doing it. I don't know how people are still sleeping. Hey, Monday, I keep messing up. I keep turning around and messing up. But somehow there's a glory that won't let me go. The Bible says it all. God, y'all better get off of me. The Bible says that Paul says, I was apprehended by the Lord. In other words, he said,
come
he
on
arrested
now.
Me.
Somebody
need to be arrested by the Spirit of God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God is good. We need it all of that and more. I'm telling you, it's a good thing when you can just stay in the fire. It's a good thing that when we can stay in the fire. When I tell you the glory of the Lord just fell today, all day today, the glory of the Lord has been on us all day. It's like fire set up in our bones. I'm telling you, my ears on fire, my hands on fire. Hallelujah. I don't know nothing else to do but to give him some praise and give him some glory. Hallelujah. I'm just telling y'all, it's time. This is the time that we should be giving God glory. And you don't have to have a certain time to give God praise. We can praise him anytime because we need God all the time. I thank and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We going through a thing. We might be struggling, but God is going through with us. He said, if I bring you to it, I'm going to take you through it. We need to be with God. And we need to, like I say, we need to support one another. We need to support Bishop, and we need to support you, support me, whoever's trying to do something for the Lord. We need to support them in whatever they do. Hallelujah. Not the wrong people now, because you got some wrong folk out there that think they're doing right. Hallelujah. You got to watch who you let prophesy to you. You got to watch who you let pray over you. You got to watch who you preach to you. Hallelujah.
I'm on a pause.
You have to just, we need to just support each other. I'm telling you, it's so important. This is important, and we're not strangers. We're family. We're family. We love each other. So we need to support each other in what we're doing. We all trying to serve God. We're doing the same thing for the same cause. We trying to do some excellency stuff for God. I'm trying to do this. I want God to make this thing so perfect. I want it to be just right for God, not us. But for God, I want him to show up and show out in the name of Jesus. And I believe and know he will. That's what he's going to do because he's going to see all the effort put in it. You know, because, you know, I love Jesus. I love him. And I do whatever it takes. I'm just saying. So we're going to get off here. We know it's getting late, y'all. It's not right with us because we've been praising him all day.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. We've been praising him all day.
This is the life. This is the posture. Prophets, your life is prayer.
Which prophets? You got five prophets.
All prophets. I know. All of you. Your life is prayer. You are priest. You got to learn how to be priest. Yep. I'm done. Good night. Grace and peace. God our Father.
Okay, y'all. We're going to get off of here. And God bless you all. Like I say, you can get on Bishop in the morning if you can, however you can. And I will see you all there because I'll be right there. God bless you all. I love y'all. Have a good night here.
Love you. Good
night. Amen. Love you.
Love you. Good night. Bye-bye.